104.4, this is the Chris Fade Show across the UAE. Morning for your Monday, Jan 21st. Big headlines over the last sort of 24 hours about the big Hyperloop that is coming. It's happening. The full project will be from Al Ain to Abu Dhabi. And if you think it's going to cost a bit of money, well, you'd be right. It's going to cost 1.4 billion dirhams to put together. It will also go to the Al Maktoum Airport, which is amazing. Yep. And this is called the Expo 2020 site. So this is the future. It's called a Hyperloop. You basically get into it and it just shoots you, right? This is cool.
It's going to be amazing. Like, the world is going to be watching Dubai, right,
for
Expo 2020. And then to see, like, people arriving at the site and at the airport in a Hyperloop pod is just going to be unbelievable. And Chris, we got to speak with Rob Lloyd a few years ago. I think it was 2016, right?
Yeah, he was the former CEO of the Hyperloop. We asked Rob to explain sort of basically what the Hyperloop was.
Just imagine this. So we create a tube and you remove the pressure from the tube. When you do so, you remove the resistance of an object that moves through it. We have magnetic levitation. So instead of wheels, we levitate a vehicle using magnets. We have an electric motor. It scoots it along inside that environment. No friction from the wheels, no resistance from the air, an all-electric motor. Just like an electric car, you can go faster and faster. So with that environment, it's very safe. You want to be fairly straight because you can go up to 1,100, almost 1,200 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
And
it's faster than a plane.
It's much faster than a plane. We can go faster than that, but there's some problems with breaking the speed of sound.
Wow. 1,200 kilometers per hour.
That's scary.
It is so crazy. That's mad. And there's one just north of Vegas as well, Chris, right? There's one just by you. You know that.
Oh, let me go see it now. Hold on, look out the window. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. But what's crazy is 1,200 kilometers an hour. It was funny because when I was taking off in the aeroplane when I was coming here, I was thinking to myself at one stage, whilst I'm in the air, I was like, We're traveling like 1,000 kilometers an hour or something like that. And it's funny that you don't feel it. Like, in a car, obviously, if you're on the road feeling 1,000 kilometers per hour, you'd feel it. In this Hyperloop, it's going to be that sort of same feeling. Well, you're not going to feel like you're traveling that fast. You know, you go into these little pods. We asked also former the CEO, Rob Lloyd, of Hyperloop, what these pods were really like.
Instead of just thinking that you'll go to a train station and get in maybe a smaller vehicle. Yeah. We actually see a world in which you'd have an Uber pick you up at your door or a self-driving pod. It'll load itself into the tube. All of us only want to go to Abu Dhabi. We'll put four or five of these pods in a transporter, shoot it to Abu Dhabi, and you end up in your destination. So later today, I'm going to go to the airport. I'd love to have somebody pick me up here in a little transporter, load me in a tube, and I'd be at the airport in 3 minutes.
And I know what you're thinking. You're all stuck in that Sharjah traffic. And you're just saying, could you imagine if there was a Hyperloop that would take you from Sharjah to Dubai in 10 minutes?
So
you never know. You never know. The UAE is one of the most forward-thinking countries in the world. And I tell you, there is definitely somewhere on the horizon that's going to happen.
For sure.
Which is fantastic. Hyperloop coming. We're excited. How much? 1.4 bil?
Oof.
Post Malone right now. Sunflower. It's Virgin Radio.